Chapter 7. The Arahat. 90. With movement finished and free from sorrow, completely liberated from everything and with all binding attachments cut, now there is final freedom from longing. 91. The mindful ones renounce worldliness and are not attached to any place. Like swans leaving a lake, they leave one habitation after another. 92. Those of you who have given up acquisition, who know what food is for, who abide in emptiness, signless and aloneness, the way of such people is difficult to follow, like the path of birds in the sky. Note. From this perspective, the function of food is simply to maintain health and energy so that one can progress on the Dharma path. Emptiness is the actuality of the absence of inherent existence in sentient beings and in all phenomena. Due to this, there is nothing to grasp at, and so the grasping tendency of the mind is calmed. Signlessness means that the qualities we see as present in self, in others, and in phenomena are not actually there. They are signs projected by our mind onto ungraspable appearance. Appearance itself is not actually touched or defined by these signs. Aloneness points to the mind's freedom from relativity. It is beyond comparing and contrasting, beyond dependent origination, and so is free of reliance on appearances. 93. Those who have brought an end to corruption, who are free of desire for food, whose abode is emptiness and the signless liberation, the way of such people is difficult to follow, like the path of birds in the sky. Note. Corruption, asava, refers to the factors which cause an outflow of virtue and an influx of confusion and non-virtue. There are said to be four principal corruptions: desire, craving for existence, ignorance, and wrong views about how things are and how the mind is. 94. With senses peaceful, like a horse well controlled by its trainer, and with pride discarded and all corruption ended, even the gods wish to emulate such a person. 95. Imperturbable, like the earth, firm and steady like Indra's weapon, clear like a lake. This is the way to end rebirth. Note. Indra's weapon is the kila or nail that fixes itself firmly in its target and cannot be moved. Indra is the chief of the gods, and his power is beyond contestation. 96. Peaceful in mind, speech, and action, achieving complete liberation with clear knowing, such is one who is at peace. 97. Free of credulity, knowing the uncreated, establishing boundaries, abandoning reliance, and free of longing, this is the noblest of beings. Note, the uncreated is nirvana. Everything else is compounded, created, artificial, and with both beginning and end. Nirvana is entered by the wise, not made by them. It is always present as an option, and we all have the potential to turn towards it and find ourselves within it. Establishing boundaries means separating the far shore, nirvana, from the near shore, samsara. Attachments, habits, and the longing for pleasure dependent on objects all create links back into confusion. All such tendencies need to be cut by maintaining the imperturbable calm of settling into the uncreated. 98. Whether in a village or a forest, by a lake or on the open plain, wherever an Arhat dwells becomes delightful. 99. The isolated forests, where worldly people find no joy, are delightful for those who do not go seeking after objects of desire. Being free of desire and attachment, they are truly happy.